Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 79. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 50. Tonight, mainly clear skies. 78 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Several U.S. ag groups and stakeholders took part in the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health this week. Jim Mulhern, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, thanked the White House for inviting him to the conference. He said, "We know for decades of working in the area that dairy products and the nutrients they provide will be vital to reaching the conference goals." Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, also attended. He said, "We will continue to highlight beef's role as an excellent source of protein for all ages, especially those Americans lacking iron and other essential beef nutrients." Now, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said they're standing together to end hunger in the U.S. He said access to safe, nutritious food is a basic human right, so we're advocating for strong federal nutrition programs that emphasize fresh and locally produced food, he said. Colorado Angus rancher Ty Walter recently rock-climbed a 100-foot high ledge to enjoy fine dining with a celebrity. In a cliff-side setting, Walter joined actor, comedian, and host Joel McHale to talk about cattle production and what makes certified Angus beef brand products consistently superior, all while enjoying a four-course meal at an elevation of 8,500 feet. After the two-mile hike, the pair rock-climbed up the ledge to help promote the certified Angus beef brand. There, Walter and McHale enjoyed a four-course meal prepared by CAB executive chef Ashley Brenneman. Brenneman said, "Every meal doesn't have to be this extreme, but we wanted to showcase certified Angus beef products in a way that would inspire people to create their own flavor adventure." Walter said, "The thing I was most nervous about was dropping my fork." You can relive that adventure yourself. Just go to YouTube and the Certified Angus Beef Brand Test Kitchen channel and relive that experience. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2022 Silverado 1500 custom four-door four-wheel drive, $1,500 off manufacturer's suggested list. And a 22 Silverado 1500 LTZ71, it's a four-door four-wheel drive, $2,000 off manufacturer's suggested price at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Nearly 70 dogs were seized from a Conway Springs home, and a man was arrested last week after deputies from the Sumner County Sheriff's Department observed the dogs in poor health, suffering from malnourishment and traumatic injuries. The owner of the home, Samuel Roman, was a licensed breeder who recently had his license suspended by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Last Wednesday, Sumner County deputies, along with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Winfield Police Department, Cowley County Sheriff's Department, and the Kansas Highway Patrol, served a search warrant. They seized 65 more dogs, ranging from puppies to adults. Roman was arrested and charged with cruelty to animals. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state needs to make it more affordable for parents to prepare their kids for school, and she's proposing a tax-free weekend next August. Every year around August, Missouri and Oklahoma have a tax-free weekend where parents can buy things like clothes and school supplies without paying a penny in taxes. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A 62-year-old man was taken to Via Christi Hospital with minor injuries after being rear-ended on I-70 on Thursday. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 22-year-old driving a 2013 Chrysler Town & Country van was westbound on I-70 about 12 miles south of Manhattan when he rear-ended a 2009 Peterbilt semi-tractor trailer. The force of the collision sent the Chrysler into the north ditch of the highway. The 62-year-old Texas truck driver went to Via Christi Hospital with what authorities called minor injuries. The Wichita Police Department says one of its recruit officers has been arrested for a criminal threat following a disturbance on Wednesday. Officers responded just before 7 p.m. to the report of a domestic violence disturbance in the 1700 block of South Beach Street near Harry and Webb. Officers learned the man was involved in an argument with a 21-year-old man identified as Wichita Police Department recruit officer Trevon Morrison. Morrison was booked for a criminal threat. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A now former Lincoln doctor has been arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting his patients, some of which were in varying stages of recovery, addiction, and mental health crises. On Thursday morning, Lancaster County Sheriff's Office, with the assistance of the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force, served an arrest warrant for Scott Schmidt, 54, at his home in South Lincoln. Schmidt was taken into custody, and investigators then served a search warrant at the residence. He was arrested for first and second degree sexual assault for incidents involving two of his patients that occurred between January 1st and July 1st of this year. An Osceola man is facing six felony charges connected to an officer-involved shooting in Hastings. Anthony Madison, 33, is charged with attempted second-degree murder, attempted first-degree assault on an officer, terroristic threats, and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The arrest affidavit with more details on what exactly happened has been sealed. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead. Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the teen parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A recall petition challenging Marshall County Commissioner's decision to enter a lease purchase agreement for a new jail facility is being circulated. An amount not to exceed $6.5 million. Toward construction of a new $12 million facility was recently approved, and commissioners are scheduled to meet with local bank representatives. Murdoch of Marysville is initiating the petition effort. He notes cost estimates have more than doubled from an original $5 million range for a 30-bed facility. A single town hall meeting was hosted in Marysville 2 years ago. It was reported that average inmate population 2011 through 2019 was 15 persons. Some have expressed concern with the location east of Marysville. The original design had the project located at the current jail site near the courthouse. 5% of registered voters are required by petition in order to put the issue on a ballot for voters. Volunteers are reaching out in several communities, and Murdoch urges anyone who wants to sign should call him at 562-2628. Seneca City officials are challenging a Kansas Department of Transportation request that would remove a stoplight on U.S. 36 at 6th Street. A project to resurface the highway will result in narrowing the current four lanes to two, with turning lanes in the center. Downsizing the signal to a pedestrian crossing light would amount to around $30,000, and officials argue that in addition to pedestrians, UTVs, and older drivers used the intersection as a means to cross the highway. A field fire east of Oquito Monday afternoon near 14th and Cherokee Roads was started when a combine bearing overheated. Some 85 acres were involved. Oquito and Beatty Volunteer Fire Departments responded. Hanover Homecoming is Friday. Queen candidates are Macy Holly, Kendall Bruna, Adria Hoyer, and Carly Ruprecht. King candidates are Joshua Zarbenicki, Gabe White, Trigan Groff, and Chase Bruna. Parade Friday is planned at 2:30. Crowning at 6:30 before the game Friday, Hanover hosts Donovan West. Waterville Autumn Flannel Fest is Saturday. Street golf registration at 2:30, beginning at 3, along with children's activities, including a cornhole tournament for 4th through 6th graders. $1 donation votes for the business scarecrow contest open at 3, with a beer garden, and then a pulled pork meal at the Waterville Community Center Saturday at 6:30, with free will donations. Sunday marks the first rehearsal for the Axtell Community Choir Christmas Cantata at the Salem Lutheran Church, Rural Axtell. Rehearsals Sunday evenings, 7 till 8:30 p.m. All are invited to participate. For details, contact Pauline Swanson at 292-4246. Marshall County Health Nurse Cheryl Scala will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and will update plans for outreach flu clinics in October in Blue Rapids, Waterville, Axtell, Summerfield, Beatty, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Bremen, as well as a drive-thru clinic in Marysville next Wednesday.
At this point, we're having one drive-thru COVID booster clinic, and that will be on Wednesday, October 5th from 9 to 6 at the Lakeview Sports Complex here in Marysville. We would like you to bring your COVID vaccine card if you're getting a COVID shot on October 5th or any Tuesday, and then bring your insurance card.
Marshall County Health Nurse Cheryl Scala with more on our public affairs program hearing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Joseph C. Cook, age 88, of Baileyville, passed away Wednesday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday at 9:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7. Ethel Lauer, funeral home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Joe Cook. Richard Rick Johnson, age 89, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rick Johnson.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer and breezy today throughout the region with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mild overnight tonight, clear skies with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Southeast winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Temperatures will start to shift as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Cooler throughout Sunday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 50s. A small cold front will start to move in as we head into Monday. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And partly cloudy over Monday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers will move through the state on Tuesday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And mostly cloudy over Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature end of September, 76. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 51. And the record low, 26. Sunset this evening, 7:12. Sunrise in the morning at 7:22.
Falling off a ladder may be funny in a TV sitcom, but ladder safety is serious business when tackling fall chores. A few safety reminders today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With canvasprints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At canvasprints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 30th, the 273rd day of the year. Actress Fran Drescher has a birthday, and the final flight of the Berlin Airlift was on this day in 1949. If one of your fall traditions is scaling the ladder to clean out the rain gutters, keep in mind these safety tips. Be sure your ladder is free of bent areas and the footings are firmly on the ground. Try to have a spotter or a helper on the ground to steady the ladder and fetch tools if needed. A ladder stabilizer or standoff can provide an even more secure climb. Proper dress is important, too. Avoid loose clothing or footwear that could cause tripping. And don't forget some work gloves. There are bound to be some bird droppings, insects, and who knows what else you don't want to handle with bare hands. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Showing now at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville, Don't Worry Darling, rated R, showing Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9:10, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Bros, rated R, showing Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And showing Smile, rated R, showing Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock.
The demand for Landall products is real. Landall's orders are overflowing for all three product lines. If you or if you know of someone looking for an excellent career opportunity that offers stable employment and outstanding benefits, contact Landall Company in Marysville, 785-562-5381, or apply online at landall.com/careers. Positions available in Marysville, Waterville, Beloit, EEO, Vets, and Disability. Welcome.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The University of Kansas says another flyover at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium has been planned for Saturday's homecoming football game against Iowa State. KU noted that about 10 minutes before the 2:30 kickoff, four T-38s piloted by the 25th Training Squadron at Advanced Air Force Base in Enid, Oklahoma, will fly over the stadium south to north. Kickoff is set for 2:30. Kansas State quarterback Adrian Martinez has been named a semifinalist for the 2022 William B. Campbell Trophy, the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame announced on Thursday. Martinez is one of 156 players in the country to make the cut. The award recognizes one individual as the best football student athlete in the nation for their academic success, performance on the field, and exemplary leadership. Adrian Martinez and the Wildcats will be back at Bill Snyder Family Stadium Saturday as they host Texas Tech for an 11 a.m. kickoff. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you often worry you left your garage door open? Get a LiftMaster garage door opener powered by MyQ, and you'll never worry again. You can control, secure, and monitor your garage from your smartphone anytime, anywhere. Your authorized LiftMaster dealer, Cheney Door Company, has smart openers designed for your needs with belt drive motors for ultra-quiet operation, integrated camera for live video streaming, and battery backup that lets you in when the power is out. Cheney Door Company in Wichita, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Cheney Door Company. It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Sunday night's football game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs will be played at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa as scheduled. The Bucs spend most of this week in the Miami area preparing for the highly anticipated primetime matchup featuring quarterbacks Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes to avoid direct contact with Hurricane Ian. Now, if the Bucs and Chiefs hadn't been able to play in Tampa, the NFL had said the game would have been switched to Minnesota Vikings Stadium in Minneapolis. Kickoff is set for 7:20 p.m. Washburn football is getting ready for the 2022 Turnpike Tussle, hosting Emporia State on Saturday. The Ichabods are 3-1 on the season heading into the matchup, while the Hornets are 2-2. Washburn is coming off a big 38-35 overtime win against Missouri Western. When the two met in 2021, Emporia State got the glory with a 35-30 win at Welch Stadium. This year, it's Washburn's turn to play host. Kickoff is set for 4 p.m. at Yeager Stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville travels to Rock Creek, live broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Frankfort kicks off at Lynn, live on FM 95.5. Broadcast on air, online, and on our mobile app. Homecoming is Hanover host Donovan West tonight. Valley Heights kicks off at Sacred Heart. Axtell travels to Blue Valley. Washington County is at Bennington. Centralia is at Jackson Heights. Dealer Odell at Lord Central Catholic, and Southern kicks off at Freeman. K-Prep's pregame show Friday nights at 6. The Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30 ahead of pregame coverage and 7 o'clock kickoffs live on KNDY.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U-R-U.
Feel the excitement. Saturday, as the Wildcats return to Manhattan to battle the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Stand up and cheer.
He's at the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU. Your crimson and blue, and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks welcome Iowa State to Lawrence for a Big 12 showdown. Pre-game begins at 1 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game here on Today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
Marysville High School Drama Department will present Nonsense, the mega musical, Saturday evening performance at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Performances are open to the public.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Don't let those green tomatoes go to waste with the first fall frost. Collect a few green tomatoes to enjoy fried or ripen them indoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can pick any tomatoes that are starting to show color before the first killing frost and finish ripening them indoors. The blossom end should be greenish white or starting to color up. Store them in a cool 60 to 65 degree location to extend their storage life. Spread the tomatoes out onto heavy paper or wrap them in newspaper so the fruit do not touch. They'll ripen over the next few weeks. Speed up the process by moving a few tomatoes to a bright, warm location a few days before they're needed. Harvest green tomatoes for frying, relish, and other tasty treats. Fellow gardeners, websites, and cookbooks have a variety of recipes you may want to try. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
So I'll share a little story about this show. I've been doing it 26 years, and I travel to all the places we feature. I do use the map on my phone to help navigate, but I'm old school, still regularly relying on a road atlas. In fact, I keep a couple of atlases next to my desk and one in my vehicle, and buy new ones each year. Perhaps I should thank the man we feature today. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In Louisiana, Missouri, you'll find the story of a man who created something very important for a guy like me who travels the countryside.
George Clayson was a businessman, and he wanted to get ahead, and he'd failed a couple times in some of the things he'd done.
Bill Engel is a historian in this town along the Mississippi River in northeastern Missouri.
But he suddenly realized in the early part of the 20th century that America was on the move, and the automobile, not the train, was going to be the next big thing. And he was right. He designed what many consider the first road atlas a couple of years before Rand McNally. Everybody's heard of Rand McNally.
While today most people navigate with a map on their phone, Clayson provided valuable information found nowhere else at the time.
They were used for the next several decades, and they were popular because they were very accurate, and they had distances between the towns. So you could figure out, okay, my car gets 5 miles to the gallon. So I know if I have a 12-gallon tank, how far I can go.
If you look a bit, you can still find that Clayson name associated with maps.
Some of them were Clayson Road Atlases, and you can still find some online today. But he was somebody who really was ahead of his time and really thought about how the changing social fabric of America would affect the common man.
Clayson never got rich from the Road Atlas, but he later published a book of famous sayings that proved to be his greatest entrepreneurial endeavor. Yet he's considered by many to be the originator of the Road Atlas. Traveling the Countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wildlife habitat and your livestock by burning the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Patch burn grazing is an alternative to traditional intensive grazing systems as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Set a part of your pasture on fire and be amazed at what happens. Patch burn grazing is a grassland management practice for improving habitat for wildlife while still maintaining cattle production on the land. Chris Helzer is the Director of Science at the Nature Conservancy in Nebraska. He says grazing animals are instinctively attracted to a recently burned area. Regrowth of new grasses is very nutritious. One of the benefits of patch burn grazing is that it creates a variety of different habitat types.
You've got the area that's been burned recently that is pretty short. You've got an area that was burned, say, a year ago that's in a recovery phase, and you've got a really neat set of habitat structure where you've got broadleaf plants, wildflowers that are taking advantage of those grasses being weak. In areas that haven't been burned for quite a while, you've got kind of a tall, dense vegetation. So there's lots of different types of habitat for all kinds of different species.
Another benefit of patch burn grazing is that you can achieve the results you want without cross-fencing or moving livestock from paddock to paddock. Cattle will spend most of their time on recently burned portions of pasture and move themselves in response to new forage growth. Helzer says the burning can be done any time of year. You just have to have enough dead grass to carry the fire.
Once you get started, you just sort of adapt year to year, and if it seems like you need to burn more or less, you can do that or use higher or lower stocking rate. If you are already grazing, whatever stocking rate has been working before will probably work with patch burn grazing. If you haven't ever grazed, then it's probably good to talk to somebody like the Natural Resources Conservation Service for advice on stocking rates.
Learn more about patch burn grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you, not while
I'm. Have you ever heard of the JAR method for teaching kids good money habits?
They have one jar for spending, one for saving, and one for generosity. And they absolutely love watching those jars fill up. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, this method isn't too far off from how we should approach our finances as adults. Of course, the ways we're spending and saving money probably look vastly different from when we were children, but the principle remains the same. Have a plan for spending, saving, and giving back. In most cases, a good financial strategy is a way to make sure you're using money as a tool to live out your faith and values. It includes things like a budget for your day-to-day spending, as well as a plan for saving and the future. In addition to those basics, a holistic financial strategy can also include things like emergency reserves, financial accumulation, and charitable giving. When we go back to the basic principles that many of us learned as children, it can remind you of your purpose and give you greater financial clarity.
The ghouls and ghosts are out again as fall starts to take over. Start your spooktacular fall by stopping at the Garden of Eden in Marysville, providing unique gifts for all the holidays coming up, and be sure to give them a call for all your floral arrangement needs. Dive right into fall this year with the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
The importance of proper nutrition for youngsters. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Kids who don't receive good nutrition end up behind the eight ball in a lot of life categories in adulthood. Look it up. Yet a lot of children are coming up short on some of their dietary requirements. Shailene McNeil works as a registered dietitian and nutrition scientist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Naturally, she's a fan of meeting certain dietary needs with beef.
Take iron, for example. If a child doesn't have adequate iron, they can have lifelong learning consequences because these nutrients are needed for optimal growth and development, and children are growing so fast that their nutrient needs are really high. So nutrition experts are really honed into this, and we're beginning to think about how can we fix this through our food and provide these nutrients. And when you look at the nutrients that children and teens are missing, they're a perfect complement for the nutrients that beef provides.
Man does not live by beef alone. McNeil says it's important to have balance.
One of the things that we can do is teach our children how to choose balanced meals and expose them to healthy foods. The earlier we start with healthy meal planning with our children, the easier it's going to be for them to nourish themselves when they're out there on their own.
Learn more at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, September the 30th. Now, while opinions can vary on how high to mow the home's lawn as fall temperatures lower, Kansas State's Ward Upton gives us some tips about mowing the lawn.
Mowing is a necessary part of lawn maintenance, but here's some tips that we can use to reduce the stressfulness of lawn mowing. The first tip is to mow at the right height. Every grass has a recommended height. Tall fescue likes to be mowed between 2.5 to 3.5 inches. Kentucky bluegrass likes to be mowed between 2 and 3 inches. Bermuda grass between 1 and 2 inches. Zoysia grass 1 and 2 inches. And buffalo grass between 2 and 3 inches. Some lawnmowers will have settings and or letters or numbers on the wheels themselves. 1, 2, 3, or 4, A, B, or C. Those numbers aren't necessarily 1 inch, 2 inch, or 3 inch. You need to refer to your owner's manual to find out what those numbers mean, what height they are. Or we can actually measure the height of the lawnmower on a hard surface like a concrete sidewalk or driveway. Before we measure the height of the cut, safety first. And most lawnmowers today have lots of different safety features to prevent them from starting without you holding onto the handle. But it's still a pretty good idea to remove the spark plug wire before we stick our hands underneath the lawnmower deck. So to measure the height of the cut, we can't simply measure the distance from the lawnmower deck to the ground. We need to get inside and measure where the blade is, because the blade is up inside the lawnmower deck. So we can open up the door here and stick our little ruler inside and measure from the ground to the edge of the cutting blade. And we can see here it's about 2 inches off the ground. So after you measure the height, then you can make an adjustment, raise or lower the deck according to whatever type of grass you have in your yard.
Now, recommended lawn height for homeowners in Kansas is tall fescue, 2.5 to 3.5 inches, Kentucky bluegrass, 2 to 3 inches, buffalo grass, 2 to 3 inches, and Bermuda grass, 1 to 2 inches. And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. EPA has decided against regulating the use of pesticide-treated seeds under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, but the agency is looking into whether the seeds are being sold and used in ways that violate existing restrictions. EPA said yesterday it already assesses the use of treated pesticide and the treated seed and impacts to human health and the environment. But the agency said it was evaluating label requirements for pesticides to ensure there are complete and appropriate instructions for the distribution, sale, and use of both treated pesticides and treating seed. The agency also will be investigating whether treated seed are being distributed or used in ways that violate those requirements. The agency said it would issue an advance notice of proposed rulemaking and seeking additional information on the issue. The agency said it would consider whether a new rule is needed to regulate pesticide-treated seed and to ensure distribution, sale, and use of the treated seed is consistent with treated pesticide and treating seed labels. Leaders representing the U.S. red meat industry recently traveled to Tokyo, commemorating the 45th anniversary of the inaugural U.S. Meat Export Federation office. It opened in Tokyo in 1977. Japan has consistently been a top customer and is the leading international market for U.S. red meat, purchasing nearly $4.1 billion in 2021. Through July of this year, the U.S. red meat export to Japan reached $2.4 billion. The U.S.-Japan trading partnership is highly valued by those in the U.S. pork, beef, and lamb industries. While in Tokyo for the meetings, market visit, and celebration events attended by some 200 importers, distributors, trade media, and U.S. exporters. They all expressed appreciation for the business relationships developed over the last 45 years. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Many farmers will be using cover crops as livestock forage this fall. But think twice before you do. I'll explain why on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time.
Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cover crops are planted on a field to reduce soil erosion and increase soil health. They're usually either left on the surface to decay or incorporated back into the soil. If you're planning to graze or feed your cover crops to livestock, be aware of the implications from chemical residues left over from the previous crop, such as corn or soybeans. Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says pay attention to the chemical labels.
And we maybe even need to be checking ones from the previous years as well, depending on what kind of cover crops we're actually seeding out there, because they do have what we call rotational restrictions on them that may say after you use this herbicide, you need to wait 4 months before you seed something like wheat, any cereal grain.
Some cover crop species, such as radish, turnip, rapeseed, and red clover, aren't explicitly listed on chemical labels. In this case, growers need to follow the default listing on the label, which usually says something like all other crops.
And that all other crops category may say that you have to wait 18 months or 30 months before you seed a species that's not listed on that label and intend to harvest it. You can seed the species if you're not going to do anything with it, because then you just take the risk upon yourself that maybe the cover crop dies. But as soon as you intend to actually do something with that, then we really need to be paying attention to those rotational restrictions on the label.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restrictions on grazing cover crops at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Akin. As we roll along on this Friday afternoon, currently December corn at 692 and three quarters. That's up 23 and a quarter. March corn right now up 22 and a half at 698 and a half. Kansas City wheat for December up, check this out, 43 and a half currently at 1010 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March at 1004 and a half. That's up 40 and a quarter. Oats for December up 9 3/4 at 392 and a half. Oats for March at 395. That's up 9 1/4. Taking a look at soybeans for November, down currently at 20, down 22 now at 1389. Soybeans for January at 1399. That's down 20 3/4. Cotton on this Friday right now, $93. That's plus 589. Cotton for December, though, down 64 cents at 84.52. Cattle market looks like this. Down a nickel for live cattle for October at 144.75. Live cattle for December at 147.55. That's down 22.5 cents. Feeder cattle for October at 174.67.5. That's down $2.65. Feeder cattle for November at 174.77 and a half. That's down $3.05. Gold for October up $5.10 at 1663.60. Gold for December at 1673.70. That's up $5.05. Silver for December at $19.05. That's up 33 cents. Silver for March at 1922.5 cents. That's up 36 cents. Very quickly, look at the stock market. Dow Jones down 117. S&P down 80, less than a point right now at 69, and NASDAQ up 30 at 10,767 shares.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Drought has definitely been hitting agriculture hard lately. We're even seeing the effects in our wildlife. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist, explains how the recent drought is affecting our wildlife.
Drought isn't consistent everywhere you look, right? It's going to be a state-by-state and in many ways even a county-by-county characteristic of where we're at on that scale. So I can't just say, you know, we're 1.5 inches low on rainfall and that be consistent everywhere. In Kansas, right now, 90% of the state is in a drought status, and just below 60% of the state is in severe, extreme, or exceptional drought status. And kind of put that into perspective, at this time last year, less than 1% of the state were in those statuses. So it's a very dry year, and so we're seeing things like, you know, crops failing, obviously not enough grass or hay for livestock, dust storms, erosion runoff, lots of issues around the state that are causing some agricultural problems.
Gerken describes how the drought is specifically affecting our aquatic wildlife.
Dewatering is a big concern for fish. We are seeing a lot of fish kills. Wind ponds reduce their surface area. There's a lot less oxygen in that water, and it's a lot easier for the fish to suffocate. And you can come out overnight and see all of your fish in your pond are dying. It's obviously happening around the state. Fish kills are happening, not just in ponds, in rivers as well. And so Dr. Josh Perkin and Dr. Keith Gitto at Kansas State, they looked at fragmentation in streams in the Great Plains and western Kansas, and they show that after drought, when you get these fragmentation events where the streams aren't connected anymore, that the populations tend to homogenize, so we lose some really important species that maybe aren't as high of densities. So focusing on connectivity, have some water flowing in them once we get out of the drought conditions is really important and beneficial.
Gerken gives insight on the recovery process and the importance of making plans for the future.
The recovery can take months or even years. On the quick turnaround, we're looking at 6 months generally to come out of a drought. Wow. Sometimes things don't ever recover. So a big part of it is to have a plan on how you're going to recover from a drought. Maybe that it means we're going to reduce grazing a little bit in good years so that the plants maybe aren't as heavily foraged and can have a chance to sustain themselves in drought a little better. Maybe it means we're going to reinvest in some irrigation so that we have more water-efficient irrigation systems. So drought isn't going to go away. It's a natural part of our ecosystem. So I think making sure that incorporating drought into your management plan for your agriculture practice is what's really important so you can help get through some of those drier years.
That's K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist Joe Gerken with thoughts about how the recent drought is affecting our wildlife. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.